Welcome to the Divorce Considered podcast, your dedicated resource for navigating the complexities of marital dissolution with confidence. Airing bi-weekly on SoundCloud, our mission is to peel back the layers of the legal and financial process, transforming confusion into a clear, actionable roadmap. This is Episode 5, Custody Standards in California. California custody decisions are built around one legal standard: the best interest of the child. That phrase sounds broad, but in practice, courts are looking at a very specific set of factors designed to protect long-term child welfare and stability. The first priority is health and safety. Courts want to know whether a child is physically safe, emotionally supported, and living in an environment that promotes stability rather than chaos. Allegations involving abuse, substance misuse, or neglect immediately become central issues because the court's obligation is to reduce risk to the child. The second factor is continuity. Judges generally prefer arrangements that preserve consistency in a child's life. That includes school schedules, living arrangements, routines, friendships, and ongoing relationships with both parents whenever possible. Courts understand that divorce already creates disruption, so they often avoid unnecessary changes unless there is a compelling reason. Another major consideration is each parent's ability to co-parent. California courts pay close attention to communication, cooperation, and decision-making behavior. A parent who can encourage a healthy relationship between the child and the other parent is often viewed more favorably than one who creates unnecessary conflict or obstruction. This is where many people misunderstand custody litigation. Custody is not supposed to function as punishment. The court is not there to reward one parent for being morally superior or to penalize someone for being difficult during the marriage. The focus is narrower and more practical. What arrangement is most likely to support the child's long-term well-being? High-conflict custody battles create serious problems beyond the courtroom. They increase legal expenses, prolong emotional stress, and often damage future co-parenting relationships. Even after the divorce is finalized, parents remain connected through schedules, school decisions, medical issues, holidays, and major life events involving the child. That is why strategic custody planning matters. Effective custody strategy is not about winning against the other parent. It is about building a structure that can actually function over time. A parenting plan that reduces conflict, creates predictability, and supports communication is usually more valuable than one built around short-term emotional victories. In many cases, the strongest custody position is created through preparation, documentation, consistency, and a demonstrated ability to prioritize the child's needs over the conflict between the adults. Courts notice that distinction. And over the long term, children usually benefit from it as well. We believe that the right information is the foundation of personal empowerment. Each episode is designed to provide you with the essential tools needed to make informed decisions that protect your interests and your future. Thank you for listening to this episode of Divorce Considered. You can find us on SoundCloud and at divorce32.com. Thank you.